KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SA Human Rights Commission says it'll hold a national investigative inquiry to look into the impact of load reduction on human rights. The HRC's Wisani Baloyi says there have been growing concerns, especially in disadvantaged communities, about the increasing frequency of load reduction. The inquiry is scheduled to begin in Sandton on Monday. Baloyi says they'll be assessing the extent as well as the legal and practical justifications for the blackouts.
Load reduction is seemingly on the rise, particularly in poor and historically disadvantaged communities. Concerns have also been raised about the impact of load reduction on human rights, more broadly, particularly the right to life, equality and human dignity, as well as the rights of access to basic education and healthcare services, among others.
The commission's asked for submissions from members of the public, the departments of health and education, police and ESCOM. eThekwini Municipality has received an unqualified audit opinion from the Auditor General for the 2023-24 financial year. The performance assessment report, which was presented to Council this week, also provided insights into the city's service delivery performance for the first half of the 2024-25 financial year. eThekwini achieved a score of nearly 69% in its assessment, a decline compared to the previous period. In a statement, the municipality has said that several initiatives have been introduced to address these challenges, including budget planning improvements and the establishment of a workforce planning committee. And KZN police believe three people who were murdered near Hillcrest were the victims of a vigilante attack. They were shot in KwaNyusa yesterday. The province's police spokesperson, Robert Netshwinda, says two bodies were discovered on Umbanana Road. The third victim was found along Umlambo.
The victims, aged between 25 and 30 years old, were found with multiple gunshot wounds and suspected that they were killed in a vigilante attack after they were allegedly found stealing electricity cable.
A recap of our lead story, the SA Human Rights Commission says it'll hold a national investigative inquiry to look into the impact of load reduction on human rights. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.